Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Welcome to Winspiration Radio, Gross Principles for Humanity and Progress. Join us when we share information, wisdom, and ideas how to create an extraordinary future for us all. The future is open. We together decide what will be in it.
Welcome to another Winspiration Show, Be Winspired, and that means to be, fully alive, winning attitude, and in spirit. So, and how do we do this? A lot of people are stuck and not really coming forward. We have someone who is, a kind of magician in this world. Bill McKenna, I hope I pronounce it right. What he did already, like the body work, the martial artist, an interesting, creative guy. And he created a method which creates immense change. Science-powered mind-body transformation. And I want to learn a lot today about this cognitive movement. The founder and the guy who experienced so many magic results already. So thank you, Bill. And what is this, what it makes it that the miracles, or what you call miracles, make it possible?
This whole modality was created with myself and Liz Larson. One of the definitions for a miracle is science that's yet to be understood. It appears like a miracle, but it's really the science yet to evolve. Now the science of cognitive movement, which it's based in the nervous system, the science of changing your entire life through your subconscious. And if you notice, we use the words nervous system and subconscious. They're the same thing. Everybody's probably listening, because if you're listening to this show, Winspiration, I love the title of your show, and what you're all about is performance and having a better life in all aspects. This is the perfect marriage of technology and what people are after on your show. Everybody's probably heard that our subconscious is what actually controls our life. For years, I would think about why. I don't get it. I heard it many times that, it's my subconscious which creates my reality. The interesting thing here, the discovery is, how does it do that? Why do I drink so much? Mm-hmm. What? Do I always get in fights with my husband, my wife, my mom, my dad? Why? Why do I always find myself getting fired?
Even if I want it different, and even intellectually I want it different.
Or on the other side of things, why is it that I accomplish this or that, or I can do these things? Your subconscious expresses itself through and in your nervous system. What happens is I get a feeling, my nervous system automatically creates a feeling. Once you listen to this and once you start to get it, there's a feeling that precedes my thought. That's going to drive my actions.
Behavior, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's going to drive how I interpret the world around me. We all know people that are happy. that are productive, that are like, my God, he's got it all together. She's like, she's got it all together. That is an outward expression of what's going on in the nervous system. The nervous system, or subconscious, gets programmed typically at a very early age, between the ages of 0 and 7 years old. What happens is we are in what's called a theta brainwave state. As a hypnotist, what you're trying to do is you're trying to get the person's brainwaves into theta, where they can adopt a new idea. We naturally, as humans, go through human development between 0 and 7 years old. If I'm, let's say, for example, I am between the ages of 0 and 7, I'm just there, I'm watching TV. In the background, I hear my mom and dad fighting about money. Our subconscious, our nervous system takes it in. The end of the month comes, and I'm like, I'm so afraid of You know, they talk about billionaires, and these billionaires, you've heard many of them say, there's never enough. It's a feeling, and that feeling is the nervous system, which continually drives them to try to get more and try to get more. For all of us, this is operating in full effect constantly. If you want to know what's in your nervous system, all you have to do is to look at your life. The easiest way to do this, to validate it for yourself, is the people that are closest to you.
When you said the nervous system is subconscious, now we get most people saw the film The Secret or thinking about that, what you need to change your belief systems. I think that it's so much more what you looking at. It's not just the thought itself. If I understand you right, you can work on your thought. Nervous system for you is so much more.
It's really an unfair battle. They say 95% of what's going on is your subconscious. Only 5% of us is actually conscious.
Sorry to interrupt, but when you said 95%, we said a lot of people also in the coaching world say this 95% is mindset. But here I feel, see the difference. It's not just the mindset, it's more kind of cell set.
It's wonderful and it's horrible. The way that we have been taught is that you need to change your mindset. You need to just get stronger. Remember times in your life when you were heartbroken. Somebody tells you, you know, you need to think differently. The feeling is too strong. And this is the problem. We're trying to think I am wealthy. I am prosperous. And this is not a fair fight. Your brain, if you look at it, it's like I'm trying to, with my brain, control this entire nervous system, and I can't. There is a method that we can start to get control and get a different feeling automatically. I do see possibilities because I feel it. I am happy. I feel it. And this is the big thing about what myself and Liz came to is changing the nervous system. So you're not faking it. I'm not suppressing it. I am it.
Today, I believe on all those suffering for so much more than in my childhood when everybody just focused me what you can see. But today, I know also that even kids or you even can learn to read and see colors blindfolded is really the thing. And just and everything what we see, if it's the light or the sound, is just an extreme limitation.
When you do these cognitive movement exercises, it's physically literal that you will get more information. If you know people who are very rigid, it happens a lot with senior citizens. You know, they have, this is what I eat. I eat meatloaf on Wednesday. If you can watch their eyeballs, their eyes don't move. They will move in a very small amount of space. Your eyeballs, your brain, and your spinal cord are one system. This is your nervous system. Everywhere that I move my eyeballs is a different part of my brain. If you notice the area that's difficult to look, this is where the problem is. This is where the solution is. Mm. There are very, very specific things with cognitive movement that you learn as to how to find the what we call a glitch. I always have a problem with my boss. I never have enough money. That is a resolvable issue. And what will happen is a new truth emerges. Literally, your eyes become wider. Your peripheral vision opens up. Have you ever been to a city or a country? You got on a plane and you went somewhere you've never been. When you get off the plane and you go to the new place, do you notice, if you remember, you take yourself back, your peripheral vision opens up. You're taking in so much more information.
The moment you said, you step out of the train, plane, come in the new country, and you said it's about the eyes, like the elderly people, what do young people say? Oh, this is my standpoint. So to make a choice, this is, and this is the only opinion I have. But then it's suggested to move. So why is it different when I walk and I can turn my head, now I see the different countries. And how much important is the eye movement?
Your eye movement is one aspect. Not only are you going to utilize different parts of your brain, in each new part of your brain that you utilize, there's new information and you connect information. This goes in every single aspect.
Does it mean if I would just turn my head, okay, the same information somehow goes through the eye, but with not moving, it maybe goes in the wrong room, a wrong drawer or whatever. I need also to move the eyes that it goes to the right place.
You're going to pick up more information, but it's very, very, without doing the exercises, I'm going to demonstrate this to you.
Mm-hmm.
If you keep your head straight and level, I'd like you to move your eyes to your right. Just move the eyeballs to the right and look upwards a little bit onto the right. Is this uncomfortable for you?
Yeah, a little bit. Mm-hmm.
A little bit uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And down and to the right. Is it a little bit uncomfortable over there?
Yeah.
Look over to the opposite side, the left side now.
So much easier.
So if you're having a conversation, with someone, somehow, some way, look over to the right. It's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You would rather look to the left. This is where new information is.
Yeah.
This is where a new, not only information, but a different feeling. But it's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So never look there. It is your body working in conjunction with your thoughts and your feelings to keep you locked in a reality. For the most part, all the people you have known all your life, they're basically the same person. This is because they have these patterns and they've never been able to reprogram the pattern. It's not that they do not want a better life. It's that they don't have a good method of trying to get there. All we have to do is begin the process of connecting the parts of the brain that they can accomplish, that they can be different. It becomes the new reality.
You said everything happens in the first 7 years. If we forget what all happened between in the time, the 9 months pregnancy, I come on planet Earth. I'm somehow clean. My personal frequency is super clear. I attract everything what is good for me. But then some other frequency are interfering, and later I I can't really listen anymore to my real inner music.
We come into this lifetime with something to work on, a topic we want to work on.
Yeah.
So my daughter, when she was only maybe before 2 years old, my sister, she gave me a book. The picture book is called Always. And it's a mother elephant and a baby elephant. The mother elephant is talking to the baby elephant. Sometimes you're good. Sometimes you're bad. Sometimes you're sad. Sometimes you're mad. At the end, it says, but no matter what you say or do, and it says, I'll always love you. I read this to my daughter the first day, and I'm there reading, you know, and she kind of wiggles when we get to the last page. I didn't think anything of it. Next day, I pull out the book. Sometimes you're glad, sometimes you're mad, sometimes you're sad, no matter what you say or do. She covers her ears up, mm-hmm. puts her hands over her ears. I'll always love you. Starts wiggling. She cannot accept that, no matter what, I'll always love her. She came into this lifetime with this. The good fortune for me and for her, I knew that this was happening, so I worked on it. You know, I have a lot of tools to work on it with her, and we solved it. Mm-hmm. But it came in from birth.
Yeah.
From birth.
Just let's have a short break.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What is it what makes it so fast? That the change, you bring it in the world, you come with it, you have clients who for decades are working to keep the problem, and then, cha-boom, it can be anyway fast, if I understand.
The Cogno movement mm-hmm. is hundreds and hundreds of techniques mm-hmm. that what they is to reprogram the nervous system
okay.
mm-hmm. and the subconscious. What I'd like to do is to give the gift for you mm-hmm. and the audience one technique which will start them immediately in the process of getting some changes. You mentioned you have a stiff neck. So there is an amazing... this amazing information. In order to have a negative feeling, you must have tension in your body.
Yeah.
And when the tension disappears, so does the negative thought. It is your nervous system, and it expresses out through your tension in your body. And mm-hmm. not only does it do that, but it actually kicks off all kinds of chemicals.
Yeah.
Liz Larson actually had developed this technique. We work together to bring all of these advancements to the world. What you do is, let's say the biggest problem in your life, bring the problem to mind, notice how you feel about it. And by the way, this exercise is not to be done when driving, operating equipment.
Yeah.
None of that. You have to do this in a chair and in a safe and comfortable environment. Right now, you bring the particular issue to mind and turn your head to the left as far as it will go. Now look to the right with your eyeballs and let yourself feel how you do about the problem. Notice that your head is releasing. Look at, you just went further to the left.
Yeah.
Keep your eyes to the right. See, you feel it moving. You feel it releasing? And the head is going further over. It's amazing flexibility. It's incredible the amount of that he is moving his head so far over. And now come back to the left, straight. Just come back to straight. Relax. Take a breath. And now gently, just move your head left and right. And notice how far to the left you can move now.
Yes.
Notice?
Big difference, yeah. And it's not only the difference, it's also the feeling is different. More tension and more ease on this side, yeah.
As the tension releases, you're doing two things. You're creating a connection in a part of your brain that didn't want to connect. It was difficult for you to look to the right. Mm-hmm. But we forced your eyes into a different position. And in this position, a different part of your brain. And it was like, okay, a different thought and corresponding release of tension. The negative thought, you need to have tension in the body. But if you notice what you said earlier, I always carry it in my shoulders. Imagine if you didn't have any more tension in your shoulders, then all of a sudden, I wouldn't feel that way that I felt all my life. We think different, we act different. How the subconscious creates a electric fence of your life.
Yeah,
you're about moving things forward and progressing in life and having a better life and taking down the electric fence. I was in my kitchen and I was there. I was getting my coffee in the morning. I'm all peaceful. And my wife comes in and she starts talking. And in my ear, all I could hear was rack, rack. And I was like, I started having a negative thought. I was like, Bill, you must tense your body. Where is the tension? And I was like, oh, it's my left shoulder. And I was like, okay, Bill, relax the left shoulder. And the most amazing thing happened. All of a sudden, my wife is like, she was talking different. She's just telling me about her day. But it was as simple as that. Now, this example is a temporary fix. But the technique that you just learned, where you're moving your eyes over, you're going to start reprogramming your nervous system. There's much, much more. This is just one technique of hundreds.
Yeah. But how to make fast changes if you need to learn 100 techniques?
You can do it on your own. Well, there's many, many ways to do this. So we have practitioners that can help you. They're on the website. You can get your own courses that you just watch it and you do it. You watch and you do. You follow along. You know, so this is very, very simple. On your own, you can do it. You can also become a practitioner and learn everything and help other people too.
Yeah.
Anybody can do it. And there's self-study courses online at cognomovement.com.
Is this for the topics also a special technique, or can the shoulder for them work for everything just because this is a topic which creates attention?
Every technique can be used in and of itself and is effective. And it becomes even more effective when you utilize them together. Reason being is that my nervous system is like Bruce Lee. It wants to block you. The people in your life, it's not that they want to be better and they try to tell themselves, I am worthy, I am okay, but the nervous system is blocking them. No, you're not.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
And so when you have multiple different techniques that you combine together, it becomes like you are the Bruce Lee. you can combat it because it's overwhelming. What happens is we overwhelm your nervous system and it cannot hold on to the old belief anymore.
Yeah, when I come back to physical. My frequency question, it says, okay, everybody comes with his own special frequency on planet Earth, but then comes disturbing frequencies. We don't know how many, whatever happens in the childhood or whatever. And so one technique takes one disturbing frequency off, but the better you take another frequency off and everything. And then when you kind of clean or free, then you'll be the Bruce Lee for all disturbing frequencies.
Once you understand how to do it, it doesn't matter if you have a craving. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if you're going through a divorce. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if the grief of a loss of a loved one.
DeMartini always says you never lose something. Energy is just changing form. So it shows up in different ways. So he never gets the feeling of, oh, I need to suffer now because it's something is gone. So we can also have the joy that it was. Huh?
The common thing around that is all of a sudden it was all about the joy that was. It's not the pain. The pain of the loss is replaced by the joy of the great memory. Yeah. We sure did have it. It was great. Yeah.
So in some way, we simply say focusing on the positive. But now we just, the pain is more, let's say, in the moment, or is it look in the future, and the joy is maybe looking in the past. We have our different times. So what has it to do when you said also, and here it's changing timelines. What is your understanding of timelines? I think more in frequencies.
So timeline is kind of an interesting concept. Your life and your experience actually is moment to moment to moment. Right now is the only real moment in time. Everything happens from here and now. When the old you that would fill in the blank, be upset, angry, need a drink, anything like that, what happens is in the now that changes. It's the weirdest phenomenon, but it exists as if I never did need a drink, as if I'm in an entirely new timeline. We have people who come in for all kinds of things. Let's say a fear of flying, a big event in America or in Europe, and I have to be there for work, but I'm terrified. They have panic attacks, anxiety attacks, very afraid. What we do is we do a session, and they no longer not only think or feel the way they did, but they often, at the end of the session, when you say, I know you got a trip coming up. You got to go to, Europe or something like that. And I know you said you had a little problem with that. And I cannot tell you how many times they say, oh, that was never a problem. This is when I say timeline, it's like as if it literal timeline shift, like it never did exist.
Or if I come back to you, just sense it with all this nervous system or having a special mood. There is also chemicals involved. So that is a totally different chemistry. So a different cocktail. So that you can't feel the other stuff anymore because I don't have the chemicals at the moment to feel that.
Exactly. Yeah. It all works together. The chemicals, certain people are perpetually, filled with dopamine. The happy ones, the ones that are actually, living a great life. And there is, I love the work of Dr. Bruce Lipton. Dr. Bruce talks about these amino acids and that every cell has this receivers for every different emotion has a different lock and key amino acid. As we evolve, let's say I have more spaces for the happiness ones, or maybe I have more for the depressed ones, or maybe I have more for the anger ones. The cell will evolve so that it has more receivers for the ones that are on the positive side or the anger side. This is very much when we have these emotions and we repeat them over and over and over for years, what happens is it becomes the person. When they don't have enough amino acids, the body, the cells will cry out for an amino acid, and it'll produce whatever it is that you have the most receivers for, dopamine, anger, whatever.
And it wouldn't help directly to give him a dose off if the receptors are not there. So it takes a while. Then the film, what the beep do we know, they have this kind of, what is this kind of comic, what they really say, the receivers. And nature is, if you don't deliver me the stuff, okay, then I don't need to build the receivers anymore, right? So that's, to need to trigger them to build it again. Let's have a just short break.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Yeah, I can understand the fast thing, what can happen. But if we go now for the cell that says, okay, it takes maybe 3 years to really renew yourself. So what is really going fast and what takes a while?
So what will happen is that when you do this work like you just did, you're connecting up, and you'll need to do it, keep doing it. They have they say what fires together wires together. So you have to keep wiring. That's why, you know, affirmations work to a certain extent. They're going to repeat it over time, but it's very, very challenging. The wiring can happen very, very quickly. And whatever receivers you do have for that, you know, will be filled with that good positive feeling, and you kick off the evolution process in your body.
When you write, there's three things. There's this overwritten. Can I really interpret it as like, is it changed? And it's not just like, okay, we cover it up somehow, and it's really...
Really
a big change.
That's the big thing. Is that our body will express for us the emotion we cannot process.
What's suppressed needs to be expressed. Yeah,
exactly. And if I am suppressing it, the very first thing that'll happen is I get tired. If I don't notice that I'm tired, and because I suppressed my anger or my sadness, what'll happen next is I'll get sick. And if I don't pay attention, what happens next is I get a terminal illness. So my body will send me the warning. The very first warning sign is I'm fatigued, I'm tired. Pay attention. And that is the time to process whatever the problem might be.
Rewired, I understand it's mostly we're talking then about the brain, synapses and everything, or is it more in the nervous system?
It is everything. And what do I mean by everything? Again, if you took your brain and imagine it was like dough, and you pulled the dough into your retina.
Mm-hmm.
It's your retina, your eyeballs, are actually made with brain material. And then you take this putty and you pull it down the spine. That is the other part. It's one big dough nervous system. And so the changes happen in the entire system. Right now, this is a perfect example. When you did the exercise where you put your head to the left, your eyes to the right, and what you did is you noticed that your neck responded. That was the actual mechanism mm-hmm. of your nervous system working together and all of a sudden letting go. The feeling also, you notice that also, which is part of your nervous system, began to let go.
Permanently altered. But theoretically, I could work on my attention again. Maybe stupid. So what is the percentage of people, they're going back or not?
If we, like the airline example, mm-hmm. you know, the pyramid flying, they typically will not have the airline problem. But we are not operating in a vacuum. We don't, as humans,
mm-hmm.
there's all the aspects.
Yeah.
When I resolve the airline issue, along with that, all of a sudden, I may change my eating habits.
Yeah.
It is the entire person that needs rewiring. It's not one aspect of life. It's all of life. Mm-hmm. So the movements, the work that we do is over time. It's permanent changes, but all kinds of changes stacked up. That's why it makes a lot of sense to have a regular practice, to work with a practitioner over a period of time, or to have discipline. If you're a disciplined person, you can also do it by yourself. It's much easier to do it with, you know, a practitioner.
Yeah.
There are mm-hmm. events that you can go to. There's a big event in San Diego, California, coming up in September, which is 5 days. And what it is, 5 solid days with myself and Liz, 5 days, and we process all your shame of your lifetime, the guilt of your lifetime, the resentment, the fear, the blame, the anger. So you ascend up to a place of love, of bliss, of joy. The poet Rumi says, "Seek not to love, but to remove the blocks to it." And mm-hmm. when this happens, this is what it is. You yeah. have a better quality of life.
We have the techniques we talked about and the kind of instant change. How important is it for the system? Like I grew up with a lot of people said, oh no, you're 25 from now on, okay. There was a peak, it goes downhill now and so on. And then doctor said, no, yeah, you need to live it, you're old now and everything. And then when I started to change things and then discovered, oh, I can move my head again, these cognitive experience or aha, wow, all my patterns or programming was wrong, and now there is hope. There comes, wow, how important is this in the game?
All of those old beliefs that we had don't serve us. They just disintegrate, and a new reality emerges. The wonderful thing is that there was an old belief that of, you know, you reach a peak 25 or whatever age, and then you slowly decline and things get worse and the brain shrinks and all of those things. None of them are true. There is brain scans that when you do certain things like cognomovement, you actually can have a complete vibrant brain. So Dr. Daniel Amen has done something like 700,000, 800,000 thousand spec scans of the brain
mm-hmm.
where they can tell where the blood flows in the brain, where it doesn't, where's the damage, the information. He has seen more brains than anybody in the entire world ever. He was a person that was a radiologist doing brain scans. He became a psychologist. And he said that the psychologists were the only branch of the medical community that did not look at the organ that they treat. And he started looking at it because he was a radiologist.
Yeah.
The information that he has gleaned from hundreds of thousands of brain scans shows that you can recover, not only recover, but you can actually get better. You can make your brain better and better.
Yeah.
And there are so many things that can be done for that.
Dr. Hill from Peak Brain Institute has talking. We'll train with them a little bit, and then I can tell more how that works. But it's the same, just working on the brain. And I visited 40 years of Zen there, this, and made the experience, and really with the wiring that because of your ahas, your conscious, oh, something is different, suffering is different, that it even really make it stronger, the change in the brain. Like it's a muscle if you train it more.
The problem is nobody gave us a user's manual.
Yes.
The evidence of it is all over the place. You know, in the Bible, they said those stiff-necked people, you know, they were talking about stiff-necked people. Well, when a person has a stiff neck, you know, they with a stiff neck, they have stiff opinions. I don't look at that other opinion. I don't like you the way you're doing it.
Yeah.
You're wrong.
Yeah.
But when this loosens up, you're looking and you're going to see more perspective, more opinions, and it becomes natural, just like you said.
Yeah.
Then it's natural epiphanies. It's all linked.
So what a great, I would say, message for the future. There's no age when not it's possible to develop, if it's muscles, brain, everything, unblock, and whatever missed in life. So don't make a bucket list with everything what you think now. So just unblock, and then maybe you see so much more possibilities. There that you don't limit yourself with limited goal setting. Bill, it is so interesting. I'm curious, want to learn more. And we're a little bit limited in the time here to do it. People who want to know more and understood, they can go on the website, they can book programs where they follow by themselves, or they can find on the website practitioners where they can train. There's an event, you said, in San Diego in September.
September 2024.
So there's a lot of possibilities to learn. You have on the UK Health Radio the weekly show. So that is easy also to get more information. What else?
Cognomovement.com. That's CognoMovement.com. MOVEMENT.com. And on there, you can find under the events, the event that's coming up, the 5-day event in San Diego. And there's the courses are under the that tab where you can get a course by yourself there in the practitioner tab, where you can book a session if you like, as well if you'd like to work with somebody. So those are the ways to work with us. And there is the amazing thing here is that it's not what you think. There are other possibilities.
I can only agree, because it's somehow the same. I say, even if I come from a different angle, because the thinking is like a computer, is only repeating what you put in so far. And there are so many other programs your computer don't have yet. So look at it and allow this. And it was fun session for me here also. And I think when I see, and okay, the listeners maybe don't see you here, but on YouTube, but you can see it. Also, these radiance you have, this energy, the smile in your face, and this good looking. So this is also a practitioner I really like to follow. Yeah, and not just some just talking it and don't can't show it. Yes. So, Bill, thank you very much for today. And the listener, just I guess you listen 2-3 times or watch it 2-3 times, make notes, and you go to Bill's website.
Thank you for being part of our journey towards a better planet we. For more information about Winspiration and ways to connect, visit us on the UKL's radio platform under the presenter section of Wolfgang Sonnenburg and explore Wolfgang's YouTube channel. Be Winspired.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.